Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. That's what I say. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, time is truly changing. This morning it is 7 a.m. and it looked like it's 6 a.m. on this side. I don't see the sun peeking. Yes, but we know that at its appointed time, it's set time. It will be peaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you had a good weekend and your weekday started, yesterday started good. Yes, yes, yes. It's just the beginning of the rest of the week, a good week. Yes, I got up early this morning and did some things, and it feels like a good day. A lot of times when you say it's a good day, that doesn't mean that everything is working your way. That doesn't mean that, and then it can too, but it means that your spirit, woo, got that confirmation. Yes, Lord, hey, that your spirit man is intact. Your spirit man, that it's a good day. Your spirit man, yes. Search your spirit, man, and it's good. Yes, Lord. That is what? Because you can, everything can going well, and you just have that uneasy spirit, that uneasy feeling in your spirit. Oh, then what is wrong? What's this? What's that? But you can get and have so many things could be going wrong, or they are going wrong, but nevertheless, the doctor gave you a report that you don't want to deal with, but the spirit man say all is well. Hey, you know that's good right there. Oh, you got your God said. That's what I'm talking about. You got your God said. When you have your God said, you don't worry about a thing. That's right. You got your God said. Your God said, I am your peace. Hey, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come with me. I am your peace. That's right. All is well. That's right. When you check on things, yeah, all is well. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's just a mighty good day. Yes, it is. And I thank God for the knowledge that he's in control of everything. He is in control. And I thank God for the knowledge that he is in control. Who are we talking about? The Almighty God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Yes, Lord. Ooh. Mm. Glory be to your name. The maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is in control. Yes, he is. And we bless his most holy name. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Hey, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah. Ooh, let us rejoice. That's right. Let us rejoice together and exalt his name. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Let all of us just rejoice. Yes, and exalt his name. Yes, let us do that. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, I see the day breaking. Yes. Hallelujah. On time. The day is breaking. Some says the day is dawning. Yes, day is breaking. Night is get the darkness is given away. I just love my where my desk is, as I can just look up and see the sun and see how the sun just moves. It just moves around my house. It starts at one point and just goes around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it blazes one part of the house at a certain time of the day. That sun just blazes. I'm like, oh, it's real hot. But I thank the Lord for the day. I thank the Lord for allowing us to see what some people call small things. But there are people who yesterday could see, and this morning they can't see. They can't see the sunrise. They can't see when the moon come up. They can't see. No, they can't see. And we need to be able to be grateful for every moment and everything. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Some people can't taste. Some people can't smell. Mm-hmm. And yet they're grateful for what they can do. Make no mistake about that. That's right. And you say, oh, the little things. That's not a little thing. That's not a little thing. If you can't smell, you can't taste your food. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing. So we thank the Lord for all that he's doing and how he's doing and everything that he has blessed us with. We can feel, we can touch, and know that we're touching something, you know. We can smell, and we can taste our food. That's a blessing. And for those who can't, thank the Lord that you have food. You may not be able to taste it, but your senses are alert enough that you can chew and swallow because it is necessary. There are some people who can taste, they can smell, but they can't swallow. Oh, it's all kinds of things. So what am I saying? I'm saying that it's good to be grateful. It is good to be grateful. Yes, it is. It is good to be grateful and have a grateful heart. But what we count as nothing, it's a big deal to someone. That's right. I mean, we can go around thinking that I don't need this and this is not a big deal, but it's a big deal. And we should count it as a big deal and be grateful. Be ever so grateful to the Lord that he has allowed us to be able, our senses are alert. Yes, that's a blessing. And you say, well, why is she talking about those things? Because we need things that we take for granted. There's so many things that we take for granted. And like, we just should have. It should be. And there are so many people who don't have it like that. And it should, but it's not. And they would be ever so grateful for one more day just to be able to smell, to taste, to see, to hear. Just one more day. What would they do with that one day? What would you do with that one day if you weren't able, your senses, you've lost one or two of your senses. What would you do with that day? And then I say to you, if you would do that knowing that you would lose one of your senses, why not have that same enthusiasm every day? Why not have that sense of gratitude every day? That's right. Every day we should have that sense of gratitude. My back hurt, my knee hurt, my leg hurt, and I know those things can be excruciating. Oh, the pain. It can be excruciating. That's right. And to say, well, there's somebody who's in greater pain than you, that doesn't make sense to you at that point in time, because you can't worry about somebody else at that point. You know how you feel. But then it's a blessing to be able to feel. And I know that you say, well, you don't know how I'm hurting now. I understand that. But when we're hurting, it's an alert, our alert system, and we can share that with someone. There are some people who can't even feel their pain. I know you say, well, sure wish I could be that so I wouldn't feel this knee pain today. But we pray that the Lord will touch every pain, be it physical, emotionally, psychologically, every pain, every excruciating pain, that God will step in and manage the pain. Yes. Wait. The God, the healer, the maker, the creator. Woo! The great I am. That's the one we're talking about. Yah. Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's right. That's who, yes, Lord, that's what we're talking about. Not just God. No. He has a name. Hey, God. Hallelujah. He has a name, and his name is holy. His name is righteous. Woo! He's the great creator, the great I am. I am my savior. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. He's the one that makes the crooked ways straight. The one who's in control of everything. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, one that's not a fan of man's imagination. Hey, oh, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, the great I am, the mighty God, the sovereign Lord, ooh, majesty on high, hallelujah, hallelujah, that's who we're talking about. Don't get it twisted. Do not get it twisted. Hallelujah. Do not. The one that make the crooked way straight. That's right. That's right. When man plan and man dig a hole. That's right. Woo! He just let you bypass. He just let you bypass. He just still give you joy. That's right. That's right. In the midst of all sort of deeds, evil deeds. And, oh, my God. He said, I got you. Hallelujah. Just follow my lead. Hey, that's what we're talking about. That's right. The one that loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. That's right. That's right. He gave his son. Habakkuk. His son was crucified before the foundation of the world. Oh, glory, glory, glory. the great and mighty God, hallelujah, the great creator. Ooh, that's our Father. Yes, 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 yes. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, that's my God, hallelujah. Ah, glory, glory, glory. It came to my mind as I was saying that there is a preacher. He's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he has a sermon. That's my God. Oh, you can find it on YouTube now. If you just need to be recharged for some reason, you need to hear him when he describes. When he described God, who he says he's undescribable. You can't describe him, his greatness and his awesomeness. Oh, whoo, mere words of man cannot effectively describe his glory. Hey, God. Whoo, and his awesomeness. Hey, God, that's my God. Hey, what you say, is that your God? Hallelujah, that's our God, yes. Well, let me stick with protocol. I get all carried away. For those who don't know, a good morning to you, my dear brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. I tell you, I can just go on and on, and who I am is not that important, as important as, as who God is. When we're here on the broadcast and I start speaking and, you know, about the goodness of the Lord, I just forget to introduce myself. It just doesn't become as important as talking of the glory of God, and the goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good, and we glorify and we magnify and we exalt his most holy name, and we thank him for his kindness, his love, his peace, his joy. Ooh, we thank him for his long patience. We thank him for salvation. We thank him that we're in covenant with him. Oh, my God. You're in covenant with the Almighty God. Oh. Oh, my God. And he chose. That was his choosing. To be in covenant with you. That make you special. That make all of us special. Not better than someone, because some don't know it. And some are not even aware that they can be in covenant with the Almighty God. The God said, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God that heal my people. Hey! Woo! Hallelujah. And we have to remember that. We have to remember. We have to let that sink into our spirit, man. Oh, I am the God, the confidence. Yeah. When he says, I am with you, never leave you nor forsake you. When he says, I am your hiding place. Yeah. He's a mighty fortress. Yes. Hallelujah. He hide us, yes, under the shadow of his wing. Ah, oh, glory, glory, glory. The promises of God. And we can say, I rest knowing that God is in control. Oh, that's just copping out. No, God is in control. He leads me. He guides me each and every day. Along the way. When you have his peace, his shalom, nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. That's right. So it has to become our reality. And when it's your reality, then the blessings of the Lord freely flows. When you have your faith, it's confidence and taking God at his word. So if you're taking him at his word, I'm moving, I'm flowing now. If you're taking God at his word, then you have to know know his word. You have to know what his word says. How about that? You can't just take him at his word according to what someone else has said. You have to search the scripture. You have to search the scriptures. Yes, and say, what does the Almighty God says about this? Hey, that applies to me. Yes. Hallelujah. And what does he require of me? He's not just going to allow me to just run and I just do anything I want to do, say anything I want to do, treat people any way I want to treat them, and then say, well, God loves me and he's not a God of confusion. He's going to give me this and he's going to give me that. Well, you know, when you step back and you think about that, that doesn't even make sense to you. No, it doesn't. So we want to know, we want to be, we're talking about a loving God and a loving Father. Let's be loving children. What would a loving child do and not do? They want to be pleasing to their father. Uh-huh. We have to search the scriptures and find that out. What does he require? And he doesn't leave you on your own for understanding and clarification. The Holy Spirit is there to give you understanding and guidance without a shadow of a doubt. Yes, he does. God is good. Hallelujah. Can you just say God is good? When you have the realization that God wants you to want him, to need him. You may have an earthly father who's with you and he's wonderful and he's kind, but I'm here to tell you, he can't be your heavenly father without a shadow of a doubt. Because guess what? You both need your heavenly father. He'll teach you how to be a earthly child and a child of his. Yes. God is good. And if I would have anything after saying all of this, I would say to you, trust God, trust Yah, and know that he loves you with the everlasting love. He loves you and he cares. He does. He loves you and he cares for you. And he cares for us. But do you know he knows your name? He knows where you are. And believe it or not, he placed you at this place, this strategic place on earth. He did that. He placed you. So he knows exactly where you are. Call on him and see if he don't know you. Call on him and see that he know you. Yes, he does. And some will say, with all the tragedies that happened, God knows it's been rough. And it's been very painful. There has been some mighty painful events in the last week. And then there are some events that occurred and we don't even know about them. Oh, yes. But he does. And he can soothe and will soothe the pain. You know, I often tell you about Mother Dunlap. And she'll say, Mother Dunlap says, Sister Lee, God's will must be done. Uh-huh. God's will must be done. That's right. And he gives us the strength to accept his will. That's right. And he gives us tears to flow. Mm-hmm. Yes. So God's will must be done. God loves us with an everlasting love. And he cares. He wants us to know his word. Because in his word, we discover him. Okay? And then in his word, his promises are true. In his word is what his children look like. Uh-huh. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're in his kingdom. So there are ways that children of the kingdom walk, even on earth. We're ambassadors from heaven. That's right. We're here to accomplish some things. He gives us the strength. And then as the scripture says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. When we get that confidence, when our fear turns to absolute confidence and faith in God, knowing that there are times that we go through excruciating situations, that our God is with us. You think of the Hebrew boys, but they're not the only ones that said, okay, our God is able to deliver us out of your hands. But even if he doesn't, still not gonna bow down to you. We have a tendency to do things to try to avoid the pain. I never liked pain, trust me. But our confidence should be in the sovereignty of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our God is able. But if he doesn't, it doesn't change our attitude. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to give in to you. Because our God is absolute. He's power. He is the authority. And he is our king. And we yield to our king. We yield to the will of our king. If we don't, I'll be good, God, if you do this. I'll be good, God, if you do that. I'll be good if you give me this. I'll be good if you let me stay healthy. I'll be good if you allow me to look like I'm 18, no older than 25. Come on now. Doesn't work like that. Had there not been sin in the earth, you would have had that youthful look forever. But sin came into the earth and it brought death. But nevertheless, we have our Father who have plans, and they're good plans, but no contingencies here, if factor. Mm-mm. No if factor. No. We have to be totally sold out and convinced. Absolute. Yes, Lord. Absolute. Faithful. And he can give us that faithfulness. He can allow us. He can teach us and guide us through it. Mm-hmm. Confidence in him. Yes. Yes. So when we do all of that and we walk and our behavior change, you look back and you'll say, I used to do that. I used to feel that way. And you realize that's not me any longer. Step by step, little by little, precept upon precept. And then you realize we were striving for perfection. And one day, we'll be those mature children that God knows that we are. That's right. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your most holy name, Heavenly Father. Thank you for lifting us up. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for being our peace. Thank you for being our joy. Thank you, Almighty God, for being our leaning post. Thank you, Almighty God, for meeting our every need. Thank you for cleansing us from unrighteousness. Thank you that we're in harmony with you and peace with you, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Ooh, we thank you for your peace, the confidence that you are with us, the confidence that you are in control. Thank you for your favor that you've given us with you and with man. Thank you that wherever our name is, we find favor. Oh, Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your healing, your healing virtue just flowing through our bodies. Ah, ooh, glory, glory, glory. We thank you for it. We thank you for how you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, Lord. Thank you for being called a child of God, a child of Yahweh. Woo! Yahweh's child, stamped and sealed. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you for meeting our every need. Thank you. Every decision that must be made, Father, we lay it all at your feet. Thank you for guiding us that we make the right decision. Speak through us. Hallelujah. And allow your will to be done. Your will to be spoken. Father, allow no word or thought or deed separate us from you. Ooh, this day. Oh, thank you for your holy presence. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Peace on the job. Peace in the home. Yes, Lord. Peace in schools. Yes, Lord. The universities, the elementary, the nurseries. Yes, Lord. Almighty God. And all those that are depending on others for help, Almighty God, may they find favor. And may those who are helping have a heart of compassion. Yes, Lord. Not doing it just for the money. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, direct. Ooh, make the crooked ways straight. Oh, and water in the dry places. Yes, Lord. May we learn of you more and more each day and trust you more and more each day. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, as we said, for this day. Your shalom for this day. And may you give us a smile that make a difference in someone's life without saying a word. Yes, Lord. Give us a word to give someone. Let us not speak on our own, but as you, by your spirit. Oh, Father, give us a word that'd be life-changing for someone. Make negative intent turn positive. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, for we lean and we depend and we trust you. Remember those who find themselves in diverse, different places and in danger, and those that are suffering beyond words. Show yourself strong and mighty. Comfort, Almighty God. Ooh, give those who are rescuing strength and endurance, Almighty God. Let the weight of the responsibility not be so heavy, lifted, and may they not remember the horror that they are faced to see. Meet all needs as only you can. And it is in the name of Yeshua we praise you and we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know the song that says, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, Lord. Remember Sister Harriet in the prayer band, hallelujah, and every prayer group that's going forth at this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power, and this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Yes, Lord, what you say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you know, I have said, well, I'm going to just probably stop writing down, because I never say what I have on my paper for that morning. But this morning I didn't write anything down. It's free fall. And it's coming from the Lord. But I said that I'm not going to not do it. But this morning I have no paper in front of me. Not what I was planning to do. But Friday we will be different. And I know I have been promising that we were going to have some interviews. There's a, excuse me, at one of the bookstores, well, at the only bookstore that I patronize here in the metro Atlanta area. One of the ladies who work in the bookstore, she wrote a book and she told her story. She told her story, her pain, and with the blessings of her husband and her family. And she said that writing the book helped freed her. It freed her. She's able to talk about the things that occurred in her life. And I'm glad she wrote the book. And she said, I'll tell your story too. I have some people's stories in the book that they asked me to say what they couldn't say it. They couldn't tell it.
And it caused her some things because some people criticized. You know, you're going to always have people to criticize. But she felt the move of God to tell her story. And it took courage to do so. So I plan sometime in the near future to have her join us and just talk about her book and her story and how she has been freed as a result telling her story. I suspect that when God tells us, okay, tell it, or hold back, let go, hold back. When we're directed by the Holy Spirit, then we can truly, truly have confidence knowing that it will accomplish that which it was purposed because it's guided by the Holy Spirit. So for those of you who are wondering how someone can tell this or tell that or say this, it's when the Spirit of God for it to accomplish good is when the Spirit of God have led you to tell it. And some he only allowed to tell to individuals. Where it's going to make a difference and matter to an individual, to help that individual see the goodness of the Lord and see how they can be freed from a situation and they don't get lost and caught up and tangled up in an event, one event. And there are times that one event, life event, can mess an individual up. And you see people all made up, looking wonderful, and they have spurts with, you know, well, why are they acting like that? Why are they doing that? There's some hurt there, you know, some issues. But God will lead each and every one of us. We all have a story to express it. And when it is being directed by the Holy Ghost, it will accomplish positive purpose. That's right. And we have to know without a shadow of a doubt, God will. It will accomplish. And it will benefit someone. That's right. And it can set us free. I said all that to say, you can be set free. When you say to a person, I understand, and they can feel that you do understand, don't you? He says, yes. And sometimes that's all you have to say, I understand. When we are led by the Spirit of God. Yes. That's the most important thing. Never forget to be led by the power of God. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In all things. Ooh, yes, in all things. You know the right time. So anyway, we plan sometime in the near future to have her join us. One morning, and we have some other things, but we just need, because I have mentioned some things, and I didn't do them. The time wasn't right, and so I when the time, I know the time is right. But these are ideas that are just not ideas, and they are things that the Lord wants me to do, then I will be sharing them with you because I would love for you to be a part of it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I think Sister Harriet is wanting a retreat. Yeah, so we'll allow the Lord to lead us and guide us. And I'm looking at maybe the spring of the year, if the Lord says so, however the Lord says, when the Lord says. That's right. Yeah. I really like the fall of the year. Fall, spring is beautiful. Yes, it is. But it's leading to hot. Fall is leading to my favorite time of the year, wintertime. And so I look forward to fall, and I look forward to just enjoying the crisp, cool breeze. You know, that's just my favorite. Yeah. We all have our favorite. Some people like all four seasons. And in a way I do, I appreciate them, and I wouldn't want to live someplace where it's just winter all the time, by no means. And I do appreciate the four seasons, but my favorite is fall and winter. Winter is my absolute favorite. Yes, it is. You just don't have a good winter. It won't stay there in this part of the United States. But nevertheless, God knows best. Enjoy what he gives us. That's right. Hallelujah. I've been reading and trying to get a real good understanding of the first part of the Holy Scriptures, Genesis, Exodus, you know, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Amos, I think, and just continually reading and reading, and hearing. That's another thing that I do now. I just turn it on and listen. Just listen. And when you listen, you can see so much when you listen. I love sitting listening. And then going back and jotting down what you heard. And the genealogies, we used to say they're so boring. And this one begot that one, and that one begot that one, and you can't remember. But there is quite a bit of information in the genealogy. And Ephraim's genealogy is a daughter who built three cities. And the cartoon, there's a cartoon character by her name, Sierra. That's right. And I'm going like, oh, never heard of it. Never. And it's a lot of good stuff. My son, he loves the genealogy. And so I said, let me see. And oh, it's good. I too love the genealogy because in there are little nuggets, and you see how God loves us all. Ooh. And when we study and the Bible and really begin to get acquainted with it, there are things that people intimidate or try to intimidate you with, and you know they don't know scripture. That's right. And it's so obvious. It's right there in the scripture. Right there. And because you think you have more confidence in them than you do yourself, you bow down. Because you figure who, based on who you think they are, that they know what they're talking about. Nah. We have to study the scripture. We have to read the scripture. We have to hear. Faith come by hearing. You got, like, you can get your God said when you're hearing. Like, whoa, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I got that. Thank you, Lord. That's where that is. That's how that, that's what that means. And then you have to study it. And then that's when you get, oh, get the, oh, that's what that meant. Well, Jesus, thank you. Yes, I know I use Jesus. You know that's a habit. I love the name Yeshua. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Well, I'm finding we're going into the Psalms. That's where we go. Going into the Psalms this morning. Yeah. And we're going to start at Psalms 1. And we just ask the Lord to open our minds of understanding so that we can really understand what is being said here. And then we'll go to Psalms 3. Yes. Listen, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Listen, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Listen, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Read that for yourself, Psalms 1. Read it very slow and see. And then study it. Listen, Psalms 3. Lord, how is they that increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hills. I lay me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustain me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belong unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Hallelujah. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. The Almighty God, the maker and the creator of the heaven and the earth. Amen. I'd like to take a second to invite you to join us at Gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministry. We're located at 674 Mount Zion Road, Suite B. We're there every Sunday morning from 11:30 to 1:30. Again, that's 674 Mount Zion Road in Jonesboro, Georgia. And on Wednesdays, we love to have you join us for Bible study, which is from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Wednesday. Yes, come and join us. We love to have you. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Listen, the Lord had Moses to have Aaron and his sons to pray this prayer over his people, Israel. Oh, bless the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, going in the power of the Holy Ghost, knowing that God is with you and that he is in control of all things. Rest knowing that God loves you. Until Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. God bless. Pray for me, and I'm praying for you. Amen.